Hey everybody, welcome to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am Chris, and joining me are Tommy and Jeremy. Guys, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Doing good.
We have some news finally on NCAA Football 12. Before we get to that, we want to talk about an issue that's going on with online dynasties and NCAA Football 11. Tommy, you've been in contact with EA Sports and the developers on this issue. Tell us what you know so far about what's going on and what you've heard.
At this point, the general community is kind of at a loss for what exactly is happening as far as roughly about half of all PlayStation 3 online dynasties are unable to advance out of the current week that they're in. People are receiving a message that says, transfer failed, the dynasty server is unavailable. It says step 4 or 5 or something like that. So if you're getting this message, at this point, there's not a guaranteed workaround that's available. A few people have found a workaround to basically recreate the dynasty with an older save file. The problem is that, A, it corrupts your old dynasty, which if you want to move away from that, then that's fine. But then also, all of your current week's results, things like that, are actually tossed out. EA is still working on the issue. They're trying to figure out, you know, how to fix it and so that everybody can keep going. I know a lot of people are frustrated, myself included, but it's one of those things that, you know, it's completely unforeseen. I'm sure EA was unaware of anything like this would have even possibly happened, so you can guarantee that they're working on it and trying to get it squared away for everyone.
And just for record's sake, we're recording this as of March 6th, so hopefully by the time people hear this, hopefully there's no more issue. But as of March 6th, that's the current status for what's going on with online dynasties and NCAA Football 11. Now, finally, we have some concrete news as it relates to NCAA Football 12, the first being the release date of the game. There's been some misinformation, there's some bad information out there on Wikipedia. Ignore it. Don't look at Wikipedia. They don't know what they're talking about. Anybody can edit it. We know the release date according to Amazon, GameStop, EB Games, July 12th, 2011. That fits in. Every other year, it's the second Tuesday of July. That's July 12th. So now we finally have a date where we can set up our countdowns that Tommy loves to give at the end of each show. So that we know 7/12/11 is the date. We also received a game description, a brief paragraph that's very, very vague as to what's coming to the game. Jeremy, you've been awfully quiet so far on the show. Read the game description. Like I said, it's very vague, but let's hear what we have so far.
NCAA Football 12 takes the journey of the college athlete to the next level of depth and authenticity. Experience the pride and pageantry of Game Day Saturday with all new enhanced in-game presentation, traditions, and school-specific crowd celebrations. Make an impact on the field as your team takes down your heated rival on the road to the national championship. NCAA Football 12 is available July 2011.
Very vague, but it does mention focus on presentation again. We had a big leap last year. I'm not really sure how they're going to top it this year, but hey, we'll find out in the weeks and months to come. This year, fans have more of an impact than ever on the cover athlete. It's a topic where some people get heavily invested, especially if it's their favorite player or a player from their favorite team on the cover. Some fans of the game really could not care less about the cover. I think it's always interesting to see who gets the nod, who gets to grace the cover. This year it's going to be fan voting on Facebook. Four candidates: Alabama running back Mark Ingram, Auburn defensive lineman Nick Fairley, Oklahoma running back DeMarco Murray, and Washington quarterback Jake Locker. You can vote once per day on Facebook. Voting will end on April 4th, and the winner will be announced on ESPN's First Take on April 19th. I'm going to ask each of you guys real quick, who do you want to see on the cover of NCAA Football 12? And then we'll talk about something unique we're doing at the Gaming Tailgate as it relates to your vote. Tommy, who would you like to see?
Personally, backing Nick Fairley, just the way he had a season last year that was, you know, very similar to Ndamukong Suh the previous year. And then once it came to the actual national championship game, he basically just dominated, put the defense on his back, and just kind of, you know, was a force throughout the entire game. So he's my vote. I mean, if nothing else, just because I like the idea of a defensive player making the cover, and especially if EA is putting a focus on defense this year, then that'll just kind of reinforce that even more.
Yeah, I agree with Tommy that I'd like to see a defensive player on the cover. Unfortunately, my pick would have been Patrick Peterson out of LSU. Unfortunately, he's not one of the four that we can select from, so I decided to go with the player with the best pedigree, and that's Mark Ingram. He has a Heisman Trophy under his belt, and so I think that alone, compared with these other four guys, kind of gives him the edge when it comes to gracing the cover of NCAA football.
I also voted for Ingram, but I like all four. I think all four would be great cover athletes and represent the game very well. I went with Ingram. Great story. Seems like a very humble guy when he won the Heisman last year. Talented running back. But again, all four of these, great guys. On the GamingTailgate.com, Tommy, you put in a lot of work this week. You added something very unique for users to show off who they voted for. I'll let you talk about that for a minute and bask in your glory here.
For any of our posters that are on the board or listening now, you can go to the bottom of your profile, and down at the last question, you'll notice that it says, who did you vote for as the NCAA Football 12 cover athlete? In there, you can actually make the selection as to, you know, who you're actually voting for. Again, remember, you can vote every day, so it sounds like we need some work to vote against Mark Ingram, so everybody get out there and vote. But anyways, you can say who you're actually voting for, and then as you're posting on the board, a little tag will appear next to your posts that says, I want, and then it has the number of the player, and you can mouse over it and actually see the name, things like that. It's a small little touch, but it does actually, you know, kind of, you can see who's in your corner, who's against you, that sort of thing. It's kind of a neat little way to take a quick poll of who's voting for who.
The official NCAA Football 12 website is now live at ea.com/NCAA-football. Not a lot on there now. It's a lot of discussion about the cover athlete voting, the game info. There's a picture of Team Builder in the lower right and a link to the Team Builder website. However, there's also, if you go to the pre-order tab, it only lists two versions this year, Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. As I mentioned earlier, there's some bad info out there on Wikipedia, or at least unconfirmed information. And on Wikipedia, it lists every platform and console known to man, basically, that exists currently. I would put more stock into this official website only listing Xbox 360, PlayStation 3. If you look at last year, the iPhone and iPad Touch versions, they didn't really announce those until pretty much July. But we knew about the other versions early on. Is this a sign that the PS2 version is gone? Tommy, what do you think? Is this, can we read into this at all, or is it too early?
I think personally that the writing is on the wall. I honestly don't remember how 11 handled it, whether or not they actually showed it on the website or not. But, you know, it's been going on so long that personally what I my understanding is that the PS2 version has just been a roster update from year to year. And if you got people to buy it, then, you know, might as well put it out. It's gotten to the point to where a lot of the old PS2 players are moving on to this current generation of consoles and buying the PS3 and 360. If that is the case, it'd be interesting to see if there's a significant jump as to how many people are buying this new version, especially after the year that NCAA 11 produced. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. But like I said, I think it is pretty much said and done that PS2 won't be produced this year.
In the early years of NCAA football on these next-gen consoles, it seemed like the last-gen PS2 version was still carrying them with a huge amount of sales. Last year, I think, was the year where there was the huge drop-off. And I think I'm going to agree with you here that I think the writing's on the wall. I'd be very surprised if they announced a PS2 version. You would think it'd be on the pre-order page if that was the case. It's not there. Granted, we won't know until later on when they have an official press release either way, announcing the features and announcing the console platforms. But I would say it's probably gone. If people are looking for the latest information on the game, we've got a couple ways to get the information. We'll post it as soon as we know it, as soon as it's out there. Don't have to rely on rumors. Don't rely on Wikipedia. Please don't rely on Wikipedia. You can go to the forums at thegamingtailgate.com. At the top of the page, you'll see NCAA 12 Info Central. You can also go to tinyurl.com/NCAA12info, and that'll take you to the same page. Everything's in there. Links to all the latest blogs, articles. And on the right side, Tommy put a lot of work in. All of the screenshots for the game will be there. Right now, we have all of the cover athlete poses and pictures, even some behind-the-scenes pictures and the placeholder box art. Great work, Tommy. You really went above and beyond the Call of Duty this past week. The site looks great due to it. With that, we're going to wrap up the show. And I think it's time to do it, Tommy. I'm going to go as of March 7th. How many days are we away from the release of NCAA Football 12?
As of March 7th, we can now say there's 127 days away from the release on July the 12th. Just a little over 4 months, 4 months and a week, basically. So still a lot of time ahead of us, but at the same time, it'll go a lot faster as EA starts to release information for us.
It'll be here before we know it, like you said, and the good part is now that this first part is out there, the ice has been broken, we'll start to get these blogs, info. It's only a matter of time now before we finally hear what's actually going to be in the game this year. Also, don't forget to go to thegamingtailgate.com. The Tiger Woods demo comes out this week. Tiger Woods 12 comes out on March 8th. Jeremy puts together the Tailgate Golf Association each and every year. Make sure to come over and visit us if you want to sign up and play. For Jeremy and Tommy, I'm Chris. Everyone, thanks for listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.